This is Omo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omo Radio News at 11, I am Josephine Obodu. Finance and Development Planning Minister Designate said there are no quick fix solutions to Liberia's economic challenges at the moment. Appearing before the Senate's Committee on Ways, Means and Finance Wednesday, Samuel Twell noted that Liberia, being an import-based economy, there is high demand for foreign exchange and people are willing to pay any amount just to get the U.S. dollar. Mr. Twell also told members of the committee that rush to de-dollarize the Liberian economy will cause an increase in the exchange rate between the U.S. dollar and the Liberian dollar. The Finance and Development Planning Minister, Designate, believes the first impact of the de-dollarized policy is the reduction in U.S. dollar earning potential in the economy. The National Elections Commission has certificated three of the seven representatives elect undergoing protest at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court upheld NEC's decision declaring Clarence Masokwe winner of District 3 in Lofa County and Larry Yankwe winner of District 3 in Nimba County, thus qualifying them as being duly elected by their people. Representative-elect Joseph Matthew of District 3, Gbapolu County, has also been certificated, having been cleared by the Board of Commissioners of NEC. Representative-elect Clarence Masakwe was certificated on January 19, while Representative-elect Joseph Matthew was certificated on January 17. Representative-elect Larry Yankwe was certificated on January 24. They are expected to join their colleagues at the Capitol building. The cases of three of the remaining four representatives-elect are still at the Supreme Court, while the result of the recount in District 7 of Bong County is expected shortly. House Speaker Dr. Buffett Chambers has announced the unveiling of President George Weah's first legislative agenda to the legislature on Monday, January 29 at 4 p.m. On Tuesday, Speaker Chambers mandated the House's committees on Executive, Ways, Means, Finance and Development Planning, and the Rules, Order and Administration to begin robust preparations. With 4 days to the annual message, Speaker Chambers also instructed the Joint Committee to speed up its collaboration with the Senate to set up the organization and beautification of the event. President Weah's appearance before the full legislature is in fulfillment of Article 58 of the 1986 Constitution, which compels the President once a year to present his legislative programs and report on the economy and state of affairs. The news is coming to you from Onmo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Almost 4 years after she submitted it, the PhD thesis of Zimbabwe's former First Lady, Grace Mugabe, has been released for all to see. The 226-page document, entitled The Changing Social Structures and Functions of the Family, was published on the University of Zimbabwe's website under Mrs. Mugabe's maiden name. The release comes just 2 weeks after the new administration's anti-corruption agency announced an investigation into her PhD. The degree has been controversial ever since it was awarded just months after Mrs. Mugabe enrolled at university in 2014. Doctorates typically require years of full-time research. And President Donald Trump has for the first time said he is prepared to be questioned under oath as part of an investigation into alleged Russia meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. He said he was looking forward to it, subject to the advice of his lawyers. Investigators are assessing if the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to influence the election in his favor, a claim denied by Mr. Trump and Russia. Investigators will also determine if Mr. Trump obstructed the inquiry. The U.S. intelligence community has already concluded that Moscow tried to sway the presidential election in favor of Mr. Trump. The president had previously said he thought an interview was unlikely because there had been no collusion. That's the Omo Radio News, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Mill, you can log on to www.onmill.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmill2003, or twitter/onmillnews. I am Josephine Obodu.